Hello, this is Gilbert from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Gilbert? This is Jose from M1. I have a client on the line for you. Her name is Christina Jones. Phone number is 501-297-2400.
All right, can take you from now.
All right, perfect. Sending her your way. Appreciate it.
Hello, this is Gilbert from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very fine, ma'am. Thank you so much for asking. But I thought that you were transferred over to us to improve your credit because your credit score was not high enough to qualify for a loan with affordable interest rates, right?
Right.
Well, we are an A-plus rated credit restoration company by the Better Business Bureau. We've been in business for more than 10 years, so I'm pretty sure that we can help you to improve your credit situation, okay? Is this the first time that you have applied for a loan, or have you been denied before?
I've been denied before, but I wasn't exactly sure why.
Okay, well, do you know your credit score?
It's 535.
Okay, then I thought that that might be the reason why. Okay, then let me go ahead and make a soft pull on your Equifax credit summary to see exactly what is being reported, okay? And then
Okay.
came up with a game plan on what we can do to improve your credit situation together, right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, Ms. Jones, may I have your address, please?
302 East Roosevelt, Roosevelt.
And is this a road, street?
Roosevelt, Roosevelt Road.
Road, okay. And what is that?
Little Rock, Arkansas, 72206.
And zip code 72206. Okay, thanks. Okay, just give me a second, please, Ms. Jones.
Okay.
All right, and may I have your date of birth, please?
11/17/1993.
Thanks, and what about your social?
643-387268.
Thanks. Okay, now I'm going to asking you a couple of questions. Those are going to be only security questions, okay? It's just to be
Okay.
sure that I'm reviewing your credit score and not anyone else's, okay?
Okay.
Some of the questions may sound like I'm out of the blue, and some of them don't even apply to you.
All
And what do
right.
you do for a living, Ms. Jones?
Hold on. Stop, baby girl. I'm a cashier at a store.
I see. Okay, then let's get started. Which of the following institutions do you have a bank account with? The Community Bank, Chemical Bank, Employees First Credit Union, or First Trust and Savings Bank? Or none of them?
None.
And which of the following is a current or previous employer of yours? Realty Management Services, Our House Thrift Store, Landmark Academy, or Verizon?
Our house thrift store.
Okay. And which of the following is a previous phone number of yours? These are the options. All of the options start with the area code 405. Or let me rephrase, do you remember having a phone number with area code 405?
No.
No, okay. And the name of the county for the address that you just gave me?
Sir?
The name of the county for the address that you gave me?
Oh, Pulaski.
Okay. In which of the following cities did you live before? In Bali, Little Rock, Berryville, or Susan Moore?
Little Rock.
Okay, Ms. Jones, I already have your credit score in front of me. Are you ready?
Yes.
Just to be on the same page, remember the highest credit score that anyone can get, it's 850, okay? Currently yours,
okay.
It's 539.
Oh, it's 539?
That's right.
Okay.
So what is being reported? I see a one minor delinquency. This is just a small late payments, but also I see a four major derogatory trade lines. This is an account past due for more than 60 days. The thing is that the percentage of your trade saver delinquent is 100%. Okay?
Okay.
And I can also see a two debts already on collections for a total amount of $2,054. This is a real deal. The debts on collections. Okay?
Okay. And what were those all? Because I was trying
collections?
To get those fixed. Yeah, some of those were, I think those, some of those were wrongfully added onto my report. One, I was supposed to be, I was in a domestic violence situation, and I was supposed to be protected under the Women's Against Violence Act that was put in effect in 2019, and she still put an eviction on my credit and still put that I owe $1,700, even though those damages were not my fault, but she still did it.
Well, then I thought that the accounts that I'm on, let me double check in here, 1054.
Why is it that every time I get on the phone, Chance?
I thought that what is being reported on collections, Mom, it's something for a rent recovery, I guess.
It shows what? Rent recovery? Yeah, that's from the apartments that I stayed in, but I was over there. Okay. So how would I be able to get that off, like, in all, how would I be able to get that stuff off of there, off my record?
Okay, then let me explain to you how the service works, okay? Well, first of all, you need to be informed about what we've been doing to improve your credit report so you will have access to your unique client portal, okay? There you can review your credit information 24/7 with all the three credit bureaus at the same time, okay?
Okay.
There you can see all what is being reported so far, and if you find something that you thought that, I don't know, that may be outdated, inaccurate, misleading, or unverifiable, we can start a disputing on your behalf to get that item removed from your credit score, okay? So in other words, we will help you to improve your credit score, okay, to clean it up.
Okay.
Also, you will have access to a couple of other tools that you can start using to improve your credit score, okay? Because the process of improving the credit score is not just to get your debts paid. Yes, this is something, it's one of the the steps, and a very important one, but it's not the only thing that you can get. You can also start adding positives at your credit report, okay? Are you currently paying rent, ma'am?
No, sir.
You are not paying rent, okay, but I assume that should be something that you're paying on regular monthly payments, right? On regular basis every month.
My car.
Okay. All right. Then on the same portal, you will find a tool that you can use to scan your bank account looking for your recurring monthly payments like your cell phone or even online services like Netflix or Prime or your internet, and you can start adding those recurring monthly payments and report it as good credit payment. Okay?
Okay.
That will help you also to boost up your credit score. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Also, you will have access to a line of credit or a trade line with the National Credit Direct.com of up to 5K. Okay? This is only for online purchases directly through their website, okay? There you can find electronics, smart TVs, smartphones, appliances. But the main purpose of this line of credit is that you can start building up a credit history with month-to-month payments, okay?
Okay.
And also because the 35% of the credit history is based on your payment history, the payments for the service will be reported to the three credit bureaus as if you were paying a loan, okay? Now, you won't receive any money from the creditors, okay? And if you cancel, the positive reporting will stop. But this is going to look like if you were paying a loan on time, okay? And that will reflect good payment history and help you to attract other lenders, other creditors, when they see the positive reporting in your credit report month after month and that you're being approved, okay?
Yes, sir.
So with that being said, our service have an initial fee of $149, and that will remain as your monthly payment, okay? There's no contract, there's no obligation, and you can cancel once that you achieve the credit score that you want to get, okay?
Okay.
If you don't have the $149 at the moment, that's fine. I can get the ball rolling for you today for only $1,295. And I can give you a couple of weeks for the initial fee of $149. So, but I don't know what will be easier for you, if getting rolled today with $149 or only $1,295 and then wait a couple of weeks.
Okay. The only thing about it is I don't have $12 or something right now. I have, I'm driving for Uber as well, and they're not, I'm trying to fix, I don't know why they won't transfer my money, so I'm trying to get my money transferred, so, I mean, is there any way that you can just send me a link or an email with your information, your contact information, so I can call you back when I do have that money, so I can work on those goals?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am, but if you have some pen and paper, I'll be happy to give you our phone number and our website.
Okay. Yes, sir.
But our phone number is 800-411-3050. So 3050.
Okay.
And you can Google us just like that, the Credit Pros, okay?
Okay.
Also,
thank
by
you,
the
sir.
Other hand, if you want it, ma'am, if you really want it, I can save you the spot for only $1. And again, I can give you 2 weeks for the full enrollment of $149. I just need the card information and process only $1 today.
Let me see. I got 90 something on one card, and then I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. I have exactly $1 on my Cash App card. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me see. Okay. Do you need it? The card number?
Yes, please.
Is 4403-9338-0883-0779. And then my expiration date is 228. And my CVV is 900.
900. Okay. Just give me a sec.
Okay.
Okay. And just to be on the same page, today it's April 25th. Okay. So the full enrollment in 2 weeks by now will be on May the 9th. Would that be fine for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just give me a sec.
Lordy, and I have literally.
What happened?
I had exactly that same amount you're telling me, 148, but they won't transfer it for some reason.
But 148. Yes, but the thing is that 148 will be missing just $1. So that's fine. I mean, the only difference is that if you were paying the $149 today or the $12.95, I will send you the link to set up your account just now. Okay?
Okay. Yes, sir. But
that will be the only difference, that I cannot be able to set up your account just today, but in 2 weeks by now, some of my coworkers will try to reach you to start setting up your account and start working on your credit score, okay? That's the only difference, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, just give me a sec.
Put something out. Dinner. That's what I forgot to do.
Okay, I will just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $1 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to reattend for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Okay.
Just give me a sec. Okay, then welcome to the program, ma'am. And as I told you before, in a couple of weeks by now, some of my co-workers will try to reach you back to send you a link to your email or your cell phone to set up your account, okay?
Okay.
That will take only 5 minutes or less. And once we can start setting up your account, we can start working on improve your credit, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Right. Then any other question that you may have for me today before letting you go?
Not that I know of.
great. And even so, thank you so much for your time today, Ms. Jones, and have a good one.
Okay, you too. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, shoot, it is not big enough. Did you just hang up? Oh, they didn't, okay. Messages.